We are holding Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav in the middle of Sifyut Aleph. We spoke out of the halacha about waiting 5 days before Zayin Nikiyim, and the Mechaber Apila Sugya says if someone is Poilet Shechva Zera, then number one, we paskin at Seiser. Number two, we only have to wait and Seiser 1 day, not 7 days. Number three, the halacha is Hudin Labaila Lavdavka Latayra Lafuka Deravid. However, the idea of being Poilet Shechva Zera only goes for Vav Einus, 72 hours. Therefore, the Mechaber says, someone sees, for example, on Sunday, 4 days later, Wednesday night, do a hefsek. Very simple. The Ramal comes along and has four chumras. Number one, the Dachshash maybe shall have Tashbis Bein Ashvashis, and therefore, as a chumra of the Tumas Hadeshin, we add in one more day, and the hefsek is going to be 5 days later, on Thursday night. A second chumra, even if it's not Mishamsha, the third chumrah, a case of a kesem, and the fourth of kav debesa, all four chumras of chaynoigim, bein lishanis, and yishchad anochosh. Yesterday we went through bariches, the first chumrah of the chshash of bein hashmoshes. Today I like to focus on the next two chumras of lo shimsha otashimsha and the sugya of a kesem. And be'ez Hashem tomorrow, go on the fourth chumrah, sifyut gimel, of kav debesa. The chumma of the idea of Shalei Shimsha, Apisoro, the whole idea of being Machmer, waiting 4 or 5 days, is because Zer will come out and be Seiser. If you're not Mishamish, it's not possible for Zer to come out. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says there's no reason to be Machmer, and therefore he comes along in the Mechaber, he does not hold to this chumra. And Sada Shani, the Azura being done in Shumas Adeshin, Loi Lechalik, Loi Plug, and therefore all the Bnei Ashkenaz, Lameister, are going to be Machmer. We mentioned yesterday, even some of them they swad, the ma'aser they're also going to be machmer. Once we have this chumra of lo shimsha or teshimsha, the numerous cases to discuss upon that how far to take this chumra. First case, the taz and shach both being down the bach. What happens if she did not do tashmish because it's not possible in metzias? The ball is not in the city. You're not in the ball game. It's not shach to tashmish. Maybe in that sad not to be goyzer, and the bach the ma'aser is mekel. However, come on the Taz and Shach, they point out it's before Shmarik and Shuva and Sharish Lamadei, not Mechalik, whether Baal Be'er or not, since Lemaisa, we have Gzer Otto Shimsha, the Loch is come on to be Machman, Vechain Das Cholap Aiskim. However, in the case, let's say, B'dievet, Lonson Bailo, in the case you did not wait 5 days, the Loch is come on to Sertai Lechem Vesimlo Echlami, can be Mechal. That means even though we're Machman, the Baal is not Be'er, but Lonson Bailo will take it on Lukula. Kamala Pesach Shuvan discusses in a situation where she went to the mikvah, she came back, and before she mishamas bebailo, she saw dam again. The question is, are we coming to be machmer still say the schumah of lashimsha or teshimsha? So Pesach Shuvan brings down that the Noid Behuda brings down a rov, they want to be mekel, and Noid Behuda says, no, l'maisa will go to lashimsha or teshimsha. However, it goes on further, and points out that the Shup Nei Yeshua, that's the grandfather of Bnei Yeshua, and the Mil Tzedakah, the Maaseh that come along to be Mekel, and the Svar to be Mekel, says the Mil Tzedakah, Milson Leshchichi Lekozru Bar Rabbanon. It's not Shchich to come home right away and to see them. Therefore, not to be Goyzer. There's a third Mahalach among the Svarim, the Selus of Mincha. He wants to be Mechalik whether the wife came home to the house, or still by the case of the Mikvah, or Al Aderech. If she came home, it's Shaykh to have Tashmish, then like Gozru, then it will be Gozer. Masha Inkin, she did not get home yet. You want to say that situation when a person can be Michael. Al Sadr V, we had a Pesach Shuvah discuss this case in Sim Kuf Pei Dalid. It's Sikot and Dalid. He brings down the Chassam Seif over there, and he wants to be Michael only but see of the Ramam Shito that we mentioned yesterday. The Ramam holds a locha, it's not Vav Einus, it's Gimel Einus. With Gimel Einus, you could wait, then do Zayin Nikiyim. So we have four different sheetahs among the Gdolei Achronim what to go do. Halacha l'maisa, come out everyone is Mekel. Sidatayra, Beis Meir, Chu Mahavach, Chalch Masadim, Lech Masimlo, Or Chashulcha, Ben Ishchai, Chaznish. And come out all the Svarim, all the 30 different Svarim, come along and say, Halacha, if she comes to the house, or does not come to the house, not make a difference. They come Lela Mikvah, which does happen, especially Isha takes pills, or sometimes after giving birth, it happens in these situations. Halacha is, B'ikri Paskin, 7 days. Now, if it's usually a period, it's not possible to do it right away 7 days. But in the case where it's pills, or just a kesem, And Chlami Biklis from say, we could do 7 days right away. We do not have to wait. We won't be goyzer lo shimsha or to shimsha. That means it comes out that even though we have salocha, and we're machmir even the case of baila shloi b'ir, however, number one, b'di evdo mekel, and number two, we're mekel in case of acha tefillah before tashmish. A third time discussed which we mekel, as we mentioned yesterday, the locha by dam toihar. If you have to wait at all, the Chassam Sofer brought down by the Pesach Shuva says that since dinai kedam l'chol dover, loshen rama, therefore a person has to wait 5 days. However, come on the Pesach Shuva further and said, let's say in a situation where it's dam tor and they were not mishamish, in that situation, he wants to tell you that in chanami a person will not have to wait. You could do zayin nikim miyad right away. His marmokami comes from is the fact that Shach wants to be mekel by kesem, b'loy shemsho, koshke me dam tor, b'loy shemsho also can be mekel. Again, you have to realize it's a chiddush. Could loshen of the Ramah again, a dina kedam l'chol dover. The Pesach Shuva is saying, a chiddush over here, it's not mamshke kol dover, it's kol dover unless it's the case of the loy shemsho. Now again, he's building it from the idea of the Shach. What is the Shach over here? So the Shach really is putting two sigils together. That means you have to lead first now to the third Chumrah. The Shach comes along and the Ramah speaks out, this halach is lav davka by Riyo, even by the case of a kesem. V'cheinoigim v'ein l'shanois. Now again, Avad Yosef writes in Taras Habayis, the Svadim, those who want me mekel, yeshami l'smoich. However, again, most Svadim I shall be machmer and take on this Chumrah, even by the case of a kesem. Now once we have the Chumrah of kesem, and l'shemsha, come along the Shach discusses, when you have both together, it's a double Chumrah. Kesem is a chumrah of the Sefer Shuma with Machmer. The idea over here of the Shimsha, a chumrah of the Arzura with Machmer. But a double chumrah together? Need to be Kesem, Yesh Lokal Echid Le Shimsha, says the Shach. The whole idea of Le Shimsha is words of Gzeru Chaika, and the case of the Shuma Sedeshin is only a case of Ru'iyah. And once Medaik, the Loshin of the Ramah, how he set up the Halacha, is not being Machmer with the Kesem and the case of not being Meshamsha. How the Shach goes on further, it means that Lavosh says, Nat Mechalik V'chein Noigim. There's a Machlikis on the page, how do you understand the Maskona of the Shach? That means the Pesach Shuva is very clear, he said the Maskona of the Shach L'maisa to be Mekel, Agam Lavosh says not that way. The Behetiv says it on the page, Degum Avol says that way, and the numerous Svarim on Taino, Agami points out Lavosh is not like him, but he says, I'll be Svarish boy, not taking on double Chumrah. At Sad Hasheni, the Minchas Yaakov on the page, Tosh Shlomim, he said, no, the Maskon of the Shach is to be Machmer. The Beis Lachem Yehuda, Levush Esrad, on the page, they come along and say, to be Machmer. That means a big Mavucha, how do you read the Avona, and even the Chabura today, this morning, the Oil was arguing, how do you read the Shach over here? Is Maskon to be Chosh Levush, and it sounds away, end of Vachay Noigim, again, that's Losh and Levush? Or no, Maisi Api Svar Shaboy, and the case of Chumash Nash is the only case of Ariya. The Maisa, among the Svarim, when you have a double Chumrah, there is a Chavadas, the Maisu is Michael. However, the Paiskim and the Malachim are Machmer. Let me the first time point out, before Sha'ogar, a Rishon that way, and therefore the Alocha, the Chokhmah Sodom, and the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and the Padish Simoinim, down to Bezman Azer, and Moshe, and Vosner, and Badish Shulchan, Marakoin, the Maisu the Machmer. You have a case of a Kesem, and Lo Shimsho will not be Machalik. The Loch is you cannot do right away a Hefsek, you have to wait 5 days. However, they do take now a step further. Let's say you have a triple Chumrah. Of the case of number one, a kesem, that again, maybe there's a chumrah over here of the Sefer Shumah. And a case that Baal is not in the city, with that itself is also Bach is Mekel, Shachatas want to argue with it. And the case of Le Shimsha over here, which in the case of Le Shimsha already we have maybe the Shach and the Chavdas Pasin Lekula, come numerous places want to argue. So when you have a kesem and Baal not be here of Le Shimsha, what's that loch in that case? So the Shvos Yaakov brought down the Behetim on the page over here, the Minchas Yaakov, says, Havli Lohisef, and not a triple chumrah to be Machmer. Atzan Hasheni, the Chochmah Zodom, Beslach Mehuda says, no, we're Machmer Nekesim, we're Machmer Lohishimsho, we're Machmer Baila Inim Be'ir, and therefore the Loch has to be Machmer over here. The Maisho, the Swam seemed to be Mekel, Tarish Yisrael, the Be'er Moisho, the Vadeh Shulchan, they said, Yesha Milis Mechlohokal, when it's a triple chumrah, when the case of Lohishimsho, Baila is not Be'ir, and the case of a Kesim. The Pesach Tshuva brings down a Chassam Sefer, a Maisa that we had earlier in the Pesach Tshuva, also Kuf Pei Hei, about when Isha, when she saw a Kesem, she showed it to her mother-in-law, and then her mother-in-law said she was tummy. This Isha now went and showed it to her friend. Friends of Shah said, if you remove the kesem with your oik, you see it's not dam, and you'll be tahira. She did that in Vishimshu and Baila. She had tashmish. Afterwards, her sugar found out, started yelling at her, it's not true. The loch is, you have to wait, you're also over here. So the Dunalor did Zayin Nikim Miyad right away. Right away. Says Achsam Seif over here, but the Evidi can be Mekel. Now the question is, what is the Kimta of the Achsam Seif and says, but the Evidi can be Mekel? So negated Tshuva, we saw the Pesach Tshuva, Kof Bayeh says, you have a Chi of Tshuva. But negated to say, but the Evidi can be Mekel, what do you mean, but the Evidi can be Mekel on this case of a Kesem? So the Shaila is a case over here, you did Zayin Nikim before Tfila, one option. A second option is, did Zayin Nikim and Acha Tfila? Or third option, it's Acha Tfila and Acha Lanz Labailo. Big Mavucha, Kiddushchon Aruch, Pesach Zuto, how exactly is the Kimto the Chsam Sofer? How it comes out, the Paiskim say, that the case of Lanz Labailo, said the Baal HaShulchan Avadi can be Meikol. That means even though my Kesem or Machmer, by Lanz Labailo, the Maisel will be Meikol over here. Now those who want to argue and say you can only be Meikol, when you have a Tzir of Kibbul Einis over here. So this is Shaila, how far to take on this Chumo of Kesem. We Machmer even the case of Lanz Labailo or not. The Kiddushchon Aruch said Tzarechin. Those want to say you have to wait to be Einis. Others want Taino. They can make it in the Baal HaShulchan, they can make it in the case of the Evid. Now come along to the Taz and Shach, and we're saying, we're machbo le-shimsha or te-shimsha. Even if Baal HaShulchan be here. But let's say Baal is be here, but you cannot have Tashmish mitzad alocho. Not mitzad, you did not have it, you chose not to, or the Baal is not in the city. You can have a mitzad alocho, for example, she's a nido. She's a nido. That means she became a nido on Aleph. She was 5, and then middle of the Zainakim, she saw Dam again. She saw Kesem again. Do you have to start all over and count 5 days from the second Riyo? Or do you count 5 days from the first Riyo? And therefore, if you middle of the Zainakim, you don't have to count anything. Or let's say you're in the middle of the first 5 days, you count only from the first Riyo. When do you count from? Side the Taz and side the Shach, and all the places can go this way. They count from the first Riyo, and you do not have to count from the second Riyo. That's clear. So we have a site over here that even though we're going to Loishimsha to Shimsha, but for Loishimsha mitzad alocha velchus nido, we're not going to be Goyzer. That means if Baal is not in the city, you will be Goyzer. Because it seems that alocha is strong in the fact that he's not around. Baal is not in the city, will be Goyzer. But Loishimsha, we won't be Goyzer mitzad alocha velchus nido. Once we have this site over here from the Gdol HaChonim and the Paiskim, I'd like to divide up into four groups how to apply this concept practically. One group is someone who's also mitzad the sugya of nido, and we'll have numerous cases of what that means. A second group, when she's also mitzad nido, but she was able to be tovel. Or a third group, she won't be also mitzad nido, also mitzad dava acher. She's an oval. He's an oval. A fourth group, when it's also mitzad the sugya of vestis. Now to explain each group and how to apply from this tazen shach over here. So first case, again, a person saw a riyah and saw a kesem afterwards. Again, Taz and Shach are very clear. We count from the first Riyah. A second case is Lomab Fakert. She came also from the Sugya of Kesem. You counted 5 days, Mil the Zainakim. Now, in the Zainakim, you saw a Riyah, you saw a period, saw a flow over here. Do you come along and say, now, since we have the Riyah Shabbat, let's be Machmer, count from the Riyah, 5 and 7. So that, all the places can agree, that take the Taz and Shach to be Mekel also, and count from the first Riyah. We will not count from the second Riyah. A third case, Nisha Hatashmish Dam Basulim. First time, got married, Dam Basulim. Aloch is 4 and 7. That's on Sunday. Wednesday, she saw a period. Now, from that period, you had to count 5 days. So number one, Avadi, you have to switch from 4 days, from 5 days, because Nida will count 5 days. But where do you count 5 days from? From Tuesday, or when you're also from Dam Basulim, which is Sunday. So come along the Svarim and say, we're answering Dam Basulim mitzad the sugar of Nida, and therefore we'll have the loch of Nido, and we count 5 days from Sunday and not from Tuesday. A fourth case, again building off this Taz and Shach, and let's say an Isha is Tomei mitzad the sugar of Dam Ledo, not Nido. But the Torah says Dam Ledo has a loch like Nido. In that situation, when she sees Dam afterwards, do we say now we need 5 and 7, or no, count Miyad? So the Pesach Shuvah over here, and Sukkotin Tazayin brings down this situation, and says, since she is also mitzad leido, it's not shaykh to have the chumra over here, mitzad tashmish, mitzad halacha, lamaisa we makel. A fifth case. What about the case of dam toyar? Now, what you're saying is, nidi l'chol dover. But let's say she went to the mikvah after, she had a girl first. Went to the mikvah after 50, 60 days, about 8 weeks. Afterwards, she had a re'iyah. The re'iyah that she saw is during Yimei Toyar. Then she counted the 5 days, and then Milvah Zayinakim, she saw a second re'iyah after 80 days, which now is mitzvah nidah shabai. Do you come along and say that you have no right for your chumrah, maybe they kula? Your kabbalah of dam toyar is made le'kula, and when you count over here, now only 7. No, which count 5 and 7. The ma'aser come along this forum, they say, by the shulchan, peskezuton, shuashai, once the klaisol, the nosha, took upon themselves the chumrah over here of the idea of dam toyar is nidah l'chol davar, who also, even though it's coming from dam toyar, we will not make you recount 5 days, you can count 7 right away. So we have 5 simple cases, apid the tazen shach, the ma'aser always counting the first time we came in nidah, whether it's nidah or kesem or psulim or leida or dam toyar, we count for the first time. The sixth case, a very important case, very choshev, is negir all the time. Let's say an isha does a bdikah in meves Sunday afternoon. She sees the mirror on top of it. She's not sure. She or the husband brings it to Rav, puts it inside the mailbox, and then that night you're going to call up on the phone. We're going to find out from the Rav what the halacha over here is. That night, Sunday night, the isha says she got her period. Now, first, on Sunday afternoon, she does a bdikah and she finds a mashu. She's mesopik. The loch is she's a nida l'chol dover. That means you spoke out in the sugya of Archokis, since it's a chsor nidia, a das shaitim, the loch is not only tashmish osir, all the Archokis, everything is osir. She's a nida l'chol dover. That means the person is noig nida on Sunday. Comes Sunday night, and the Rav looks at the Mara, and let's first go an example, the Rav says the Maaseh is Tahira of the Mara. So in essence, she was not a nida on Sunday afternoon. She came in Nida when the period came Sunday night. So do we count 5 days from Sunday night and go to the mikvah on Friday night? Or do we count from Sunday afternoon because they were Noig Hilchas Nida and there had to be Noig Hilchas Nida, a Gamshu was not a Nida and go to the mikvah Thursday night? Interesting Shaila, how do you look at this halacha? So there are 3 malachim among the Svarim. But Moshe has a tshuva about this case, in Yodei Chalik Beis, the Bada Shulchan went this way. The halacha is, he says, you can make a kaf on Sunday, unless you find out the Rav Paskin that it's mutter. That means if the Isha finds out Sunday night that she's a Nida, and the Rav tells her, but Etzim, you only came Nida now, not earlier, you have to count from Sunday night, go to Mikvah Friday night. A week later. Masha Enkein, if you do not find out, since you know Yehilchus Nida, it could have been a Nida, you don't know. Therefore, the Loch is you count from Sunday afternoon, in the afternoon. That means it comes out sometimes better not to ask a Rav. Again, maybe the Rav has to go tell them. That's not the question. But if you do not know, Rav Moshe says, you can't be mekel. Rav Berkowitz goes this way, the Baal Shulchan goes this way. Asad HaSheni, come along with Yashiv, and says, Mamash Rekar. He says, the loch is, you have to be machmer, unless the Rav tells you that she was tamei. That means the fact that you know Hilchas Nida, but you do not know you are Nida, therefore, if she came out Sunday night, and she sees she has a period. Asad HaSheni, Peshchei Das also goes this way. If you do not ask the Rav, if the Mara is good or not good, the loch is you only can count 5 days from Sunday night. The Rav tells you it's Tomei, then you count from Sunday afternoon. Asad HaShlishi, numerous from go, of Vosner, the Chodeshani, of Nevensal, Psaech Shar, and others, the Maisha make all across the board. The Maisha, at the end of the day, she was also from Sunday afternoon. Everything was also, all the chokhas apply. She was Noig Hilchas Nida. She had to be Noig Hilchas Nida. Again, maybe Medina, she wasn't a Nida. Therefore, since Pashmash is also Medin Hilchas Nida, if you count 5 days from a Sunday afternoon. Interesting, Shiloh, what to go do? Could be the Rav being the Mara to ask him what to go do in this situation. Take it a step further, this concept. Let's say an Isha had a Kesem on Sunday. She did not know about on Tuesday. She sees the Kesem there on a beggar she wore Sunday. They bring it to the Rav. The Rav said on Sunday, Be'etzem, she was also. Sunday, she was also. Now, they had no tashmish now from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. What's the loch in that case? You say, B'metzia, she was a nida. They have a count from Sunday. But no, the Maya says she only knew about this on Tuesday. She only asked the Rav on Tuesday, and she only found the Kesem on Tuesday. And she had no reason to be chesha at all. Therefore, the loch only count from Tuesday, 5 days. So, Masham brings down this case over here. Sorry? The case is where she found the kesem, she wore a garment on Sunday. She did not check it. On Tuesday, she saw the garment, and she saw it had a stain on top of it. That stain was there on Sunday. And the Rav said, that is tamei. She's tamei for that stain. So she was mamash anida. You count 5 days from when? From Sunday or from Tuesday? So Masham says, since Be'etzim Tashmish is mutter, it was also gomer, but it was Be'etzim mutter, as far as she knew. And they were there. It's fear and numerous wrong go this way. The loch is, you have to count 5 days from Tuesday. But the question is, let's say for Karet, she had a kesem on Sunday, she saw it. And know what? She did a bdika, so it was fine, threw it in the garbage. Came on Tuesday, her husband sees it, takes it out, shows it to Rav, and says it's tamei. In that case, maybe since she was wrong for throwing it out, she had a chiv to mavarim, she knew about it on Sunday. Rashi might want to say, if they were not mishamish in between, he came from Sunday, because Be'etzim, she was a nida from Sunday, she knew about it, she just did the wrong on Hogo. Atzah Hasheni, Netag Real says, circle safe, she thought Tashmish was mutter. Another case, let's say a person is machba upon herself, or themselves. For example, they married a bunch of years, children, shalom bayis, no problem at all. The loch of Brown, the Rav Paskins is mutter. Everyone knows Brown's machlekes. They take upon themselves and Hogo that they can be a machmer on Brown. The machmer. Now, that means they brought a Rav, a Mar on Sunday, it was Brown. They personally were machmer, and they can be machmer inside a loch shabai. Come along on Tuesday, and they have a period. Where do you count 5 days from? Do you count 5 days from Sunday? Because they're going to be machmer no matter what. No, it's a loch there, but it's a mutter. And they have a count from Tuesday. Big Mavucha among the Gdol HaChoyim, how to answer this case? The Sholem Eishiv, Pizchei Zuto, Tarei Yisrael says, at the end of the day, there are mutters, the Chumra Ba'alma, and you can only count from Tuesday and onwards. Goes that way, the Balei Shulchan, the Kloisenberger, others. Atzal HaSheni, Yoithin Shteif has a tshuva about it. So the Meister, they could not have Tashmish. They were knowing that way. They were machzik upon themselves in Israel over here. So Moshe, the Meister, they held that way. But Vosim, Pseach, Shar, they were knowing Hilchus needed this way. So the Shikla does question, how far do you understand the concept of the Taz and Shach, the situation, they're machm upon themselves? Is it the Meister or it's Osir that's an Hogo? Or no, they need a real Issa, the Medina, they have to answer it. One last case in this group, when asking Mitzah the Sugi of Nida. Let's say she made herself a nida. For example, she tells her husband, I am a nida, and therefore the loch is, she did not say with a joke, and she had no amasla, there's no way around it. And we tell the sugyo of Shaveh Nashe Chaticha Yisuro, she can be also to her husband. So what's the loch in that case? Do we say the maestro, she's also mitzvah Shaveh Nashe, and therefore you count from that day? I mean, let's say Sunday is also Shaveh Nashe, she had a period on Tuesday. Count from Sunday, or do you count from Tuesday? Sorry? I mean, Sunday, she told her husband she's Tomei, and she wasn't. Only came out on Tuesday. We'll get to Nafka Mino, how they make this practical. Meisah, Rav Ozna, Chodshani, or Latiyan say, Tzalasugya, Shava, and Nafshe, Meisah, since Medin, Hilchus, Nida, now she has a Gedev Nida, the Meisah person over here, come along to be Mekel, and count from Sunday, and not from Wednesday. Again, those one of the fact upon it. Fine, that's one group. Next group. A case over here, she's also Mitzah Nida, but she could have been Toivold. She could have went to the Mikvah. She chose not to. That means she did 5, she did 7, she's able to go to the mikvah, she did not go to the mikvah, then she saw her again. That means day 18 she saw her. Do you have to count another 5 days? So Betzim, there's a shach over here by the case of a kala. There's a big mavucha, what's going on over here? The shach says by kala, the loch is she has to wait 5 and 7, unless it's shach at chak, should not be a case of chuppas nido. So why are you discussing over here waiting 5 by a kala? What's the idea of 5 and 7? So first, the kimt over here, what the shach is, Machzah Shekel says the case of a kala is not even she saw dam. It's a case with Tzadah Sugan Kuf Tzadah Beis, Chshash of Dam Chimud. And still in that case of Chshash of Dam Chimud, the loch is you have to wait 5 and 7. There's a Gilim Mashon, Sim Kuf Tzadah Beis, it causes, do you have to wait 5 and 7 by the case of a Dam Chimud, but fairly Nosei? He sends you to this shach over here. Maisa, they're understanding the Riyah of the Shach is Dam Chimud. Degma Vavovi says, no, it means Riyah Mamish. There's an argument, what is the Kimt over here? Of the Shach. That means the Machzah Shekel, the Gilma Shoah says, when it says the word Riyah in the Shach, it means Yom Tviyah Ke'en the Yom Riyah, sorry, the word Shach says Riyah. And therefore, those are paskim by Dam Chimud, you have to have a halacha 5 and 7 based upon the Shach. Of Ben Chaim HaKoyin, Minchas Yitzchok, and Shuman Chelik Dalad, the Dam Chimud you have to. Atzad HaSheni, which Shlomo Zalman says, how can you say such a thing? It's a Pela. Because these shuvas over here, the word of the Mechaber, in some Kut Tzadik Beis, Shemoyna, you count Mimachrosa Yema Tfiyah. From the next day after the Tfiyah, you count right away Zainakim. It says the next day, the words of the Mechaber. How can you say you wait 5 and 7 by case of Dam Chimud? The Chalkis Yaakov has a tshuva also about this. It says, read the Shach word slowly. And he reads it, each word does not make any sense. And again, it's a stick of Dam Chimud. He wants to argue. So first we have one machlokes over here by Dam Chimud. Is it in the parsha of 5 and 7? With nothing to do with 5 and 7. Do 7 right away. That's a side point mitzad the Shach. L'maiso, in the Shach's case, which, let's say we're discussing in a case of real Riyah, like the Degel Mavava says away, the Pais Simonim and others, there's a question over here that why in the world are waiting 5 and 7 for? Says the Pais Simonim, the reason is, since she could have went to the mikvah, she chose not to, Gamji also inside the Sugi of Nida, the loch is, since you're able to go to the mikvah, you're able to have Tashmish, then you need the loch of 5 and 7. And that means we have a side, according to the Pais Simonim shot over here in the Shach, the fact that you'll be able to go to the mikvah, you need 5 and 7. A second option how to read the Shach over here. The Tzemach Tzedek, Mavushay Tyrus. No, 5 and 7, beyond the Litvah, we won't say that. Except the place that then have a minig that way. The words of the Shach sound like is a minig. Asad HaShlishi, the Olam Sol HaPesach HaShuva, being down the Degel Mavava, the side of the Shach, he asks his kasha what's going on over here. So there must be in a case where she's Tyra. In the case where she, the first time she saw her, she never was an Ida. Or the case she's a Menekes, and then her husband passed away, and she's still Tyra. And that's a case where, a case of a Kala. Not a case she is Tommy right now. The reason why I need 5, because she's Tyra. So it comes out, there's a big Mavucha, what the loch is Negeret Kala? Does a Kala need 5 and 7 or not? Now, the Meister Negeret Kala among the Svarim is a big tumult. A loch the Meister, the Taz, is Mekel, he has a different reason why to Mekel. I mean, Negeret Al Kala's Bezmanazel, what to go do? Do you need 5 and 7, or 7 right away? So again, the Taz is Mekel, Pesach Tshuva, I'll be the Degel Mavava, the Maaseh is Mekel, or Choshulchan says, no problem, do 7 right away. Atzad HaSheni, the Pashas reading the Shach, and that's how the Chochmas Odom, and the Kitzur, and Mekor Chaim, and even Shlomo Zalman and Minchas Yitzchok, they come along to be Machmer, and say you have to do 5 and 7 by Kala. Atzad HaShlishi, the Sidei Tyro on the Tzemach Tzedek says, depends upon the Minig Olam, what the Minig in that town over here is. The Maaseh practically does not make much of a difference. Either Lalocha, we have the Degel Mavava and the Pesach Tshuva, and the minig of numerous people are due 7 right away. Or even when I'm saying, no, the Shach coming out 5 and 7, he himself says, to not be Chubas Nito, Nichol Gedev Shas Chak, and you not wait 5 and 7. That means, what the Rebbe will tell 5 and 7 or not, is certainly not to lead to Bayot or Chubas Nito. That's clear, everyone agrees to that side. The question is, she has a period, let's say it's 20 days before the Chasna. Can you tell her to make a hefsek 3 days later, or wait 5 and 7? That's the question. And I'll go yesh v'yesh. Not much of an afkamino. However, they do point out an afkamino to regular noshim, not negate a sugiv kalo. Let's say an isha skips a month. That means let's say Rosh Chodesh Iyar, she saw her period. She waited 5 and 7. It's Yud Beis Iyar. Her husband's not in town. He's in the Chutz Laaretz. He's coming back in a couple of weeks. She does not go to the mikvah. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, she sees again. Could she be toivled? Could you do a hefsek right away? Or she have to wait 5 and 7? Could she do a hefsek miyat? Or she have to wait 5 days? So according to the Pesach Shuvah and the Degel Mavava, they hold Echonamik, make a hefsek right away, no problem. And Shlomo Zalman says, Liyad the Pasuk this way. Atzad HaSheni, the Kitzur Chonar, Kitzur says, not the way. Loi plug. Nei Baisim goes, not the way. That means the building upon the Machlik is how do you understand the Shach? And Nafkamina is, any issue that's beyond the Litzvah is not, do you need a case of 5 and 7 or not? A third group over here that build upon again the side of the Taz and Shach that someone's awesome inside the Sugi of Nida. You now have to wait 5 days when she's a second Riyah. What happens when she's also not mitzad Nida, mitzad other halachas? For example, let's say mitzad the Sugi of Avelis. Whether she is an Oval, Avela, whether he's an Oval, halachas Tashmish is also. So let's say for 7 days, on day 7 of Avelis, she sees Dam. They were also in Tashmish for 7 days straight. But not mitzad the sugi of nido. where you have the heter of the Tazan Shach and you can do a Hefzik Miyad, which is Tashmish is Osir, but no, Mitzad Sugi of Nidah wasn't Osir. The Maisa, there's a Rapadver, Be'er Moshe, Debitzino, they come along and say, what is Osir? You have the Sugi of the Tazan Shach. At Tzad Hashani, where Moshe did Shiva about it, it says, no, Sarkos Ovi, not Osir Mitzad Sugi of Nidah, but he says only 4 days, not 5 days. Why? Not to be so much Machmer, 4 days the Maisa, and they can make a Hefzik. I said a shlishi, the Lev of Raman Shuva, of Bliash of the Issa in this question, said the Maisa to be Machmer. It's not Osim Tzad Nida, it's not Nichol in the Heter of the Tazan Shach, and you have to wait 5 and 7. Ke'in's a similar question. Let's say Tashmish is also on Tishba of Yom Kippur. She sees right after Tishba, right after Yom Kippur, Miyad she sees. Can you count Yom Kippur Tishba as one of the days? Ramosha Lishitase says you count 4 and 7. Could be Eshem, she's also Mitzad Dova Acher. At Sanasheni, Obliashiv, and Choshani, Obliashiv, which tosses, no, the law says you need 5 and 7. Kain Zeh, I see another machlaikis. Let's say she makes a neder not to have Tashmish. I see there's one shuva called Doravi, he wants to be Mekel. Or let's see, the Meister wants to be Machmer. Another case, which I've been asked a couple of times already, is let's say you cannot Tashmish Mitzad Rufua, not healthy. For machlos, ditches, the doctor says kinat tashmish. And that is the ma'isa osim, it's having the shmatim mu'idis nashu seichem. So there is an issue over here, but again, not mitzad the sugyo nido, mitzad other yisurim. What's the loch in that case? So again, the Moshe is shuva. In this situation, he says, tashmish, again, even though it's osa al sakono, maybe, I'm not sure of osir, but he shouldn't do it mitzad the sugyo of sakono. But Moshe the ma'isa over here is 5 and 7. Sala sheni, the is question to be'er Moshe, the vozna mitzad this way. The Maisa, she cannot tashmish. Therefore, the locha should be remoted, make a hefzik miyat. And then there's a third option, not to get real, so it depends what level sakono. Is it stam, not too healthy? Or is mamish, koch nefesh? Depends what level discussing. One last group is really in between. It's also mitzad a locha, but ke'in the sugi of nida. But not also mitzad nida, she's not a nida. The sugi of vestis. L'moshul, let's take an isha that she has a vest on day 30 and day 31. Whether because she keeps Azura, keeps her crazy, and whatever reason, she sees him and the Bainli, she has 30 and 31, 4 on the straight. At the end of 31, she sees a vest. Can you count the vestis being part of the 5 days over here? She's also mitzad ke'in the sugi of nida. It wasn't a nida on 30 and 31, but mitzad the sugi of nida, she was also mitzad alocho. So again, the shayla among the svarim, the Pandit Simcha says vestis is nichol shadvarim. You cannot count it. Meister Moshe Shuva and Abliyashim Levushios Berkowitz says the Meister they point out you can count it. However, they point out practically it's not that simple to have this case, because the Meister most people are taught that the Ozrua and the Kresi and the Beis Meir and the Chavadas are all midin chumro and not mitzad halacha mamish. If you are mitzad halacha mamish, fine. Most people are mekel, mokum yitzel derech, mokum atzarech, shalom bayis, the mekel. So once the ikio tashmish is mutter, say the lochavi yidnash tashmish is nichel and isser shivoy, and have the heter, tazan shach, yish lodin harbe. Practically. Therefore, even though they discuss specific cases by vest of the crazier place, the oinabain is 24 hours. But Moshe Lamais and Shuvah says to be mekel, Abiyashiv is mekel. Mais Mar Koyin says to be machmer, and the svar is, most of our people take on crazy praise to mitzvah sugi of chumro, not mitzvah locho, and it's hard to hear what to make. Even the vest of Urzeruah, that's one of the first things every Rav tells you, it's not medina, it's a chumro. The maestro, Ramesh and Shuvah is mekel on that case. Obliashu, Levushi, Oz, Marakorin, Oberkut said, how in the world can we make on that case? Be'ikitash, which is mutter. For the maestro, we have numerous cases over here, how to apply the chumro of the Taz and Shach. When can a person knock away with not having shimush over here? The kula of the Tazan Shach, one can knock away the idea of not having shimush and to be mekel unless then 5 days, 4 days, 3 days, 2 days. I feel these situations over here, just to end off what one akimta, the Svarim discuss what happens when the Isha has a bayah to get pregnant mitzad her ovulation, mitzad her biyutz. That means a person waits 5 and 7, it comes out after the mikvah, it's going to be 12 days later. Sorry, after a period, is 12 days later. The noshim, who the ovulation is day 10, day 11, day 12. So the question is, are there any days we can knock away to make it in a way that her ovulation and her bios will come out before day 12? So first, to be makdim, are by force writing the sefer, even though there are numerous truths discuss it. Today, we're not be semich on these kulas, we have medical means to delay the ovulation. And therefore, before we semich on any leniencies, we have other ways how to go do it, and today it's not negeh be'ikah the sugya, practically the kulas, because we have medical ways of doing it. But just to speak out the cases that the Svarim say, they discuss like six different eitzes over here. One is, could we make a lezayin akim? Let me wait 5 days, and then we make a lezayin akim. It's a chumah d'rabezeira. A mekel, maybe mokum puruvu, he should get pregnant, we can't be mekel. So there is a galah mesechta in Yerodeus and Medalad, the Rav Gushman brings down in Kedushin, the one's taino, the chumah d'rabezeira is not seven mokum puruvu. Shlomo Zalman, by this long tshuva of Shiva Ferris, he starts over this galah mesechta. It says, "In lismach b'zeh b'shem ponim v'ayfin." He has numerous rayas. The fact that all tshuvas discussing different eitzes, what to go do mitzvah sugya puravu, no one gives this eitz over here, not to be serving chametz at all. But Moshe has tshuva also. The Maisa would never get nakwe zayinakim. So one eitz of nakwe zayinakim that we don't do, we always keep that. Now the question is, can we make nakwe part of the 5 days? So first case that everyone agrees with, the next eitz is them doing 5 days, do 4 days. That means we know we have a chumra of a chashash ben shmoshes to machma 5. Says this form, if it be lead to a problem of kind of mitzvah puravu, says the Chanish and the Moshe and the Yashiv and the Hartzvi and the Makil, the Maisel will do 4 and 7, not 5 and 7. Another eitzah, come to the Moshe. Let's say one do 3 and 7. Says if you do not have tashmish, the chumah of not to be shamish or to the case of tashmish, don't have tashmish, will not say mokah puravu. That's a Moshe, and again, I'm Shlomo Zalman. Just these two eitzes are not always practical. It's only to get to Isha, who Echnami can't come clean before day 5, on day 4 or day 3. As the Beis Yosef points out, most of our Noshim have our time, only come clean after day 5 or 6. Another eitzah that she brings down, in Chassid Chok, skip a month. Echnami, then it'll be the same idea. We won't have the Bayah 5 and 7, you can start 7 right away. Gami mentioned earlier to Machlokes, maybe we have a person can be Mekel, tell Sugar Puravu. A fifth eitz they bring down is maybe she should tell her husband she's tummy 2 days before her period. That means she's supposed to see her period on Tuesday. Tell her husband on Sunday that she's tummy. Therefore, she's in Nida on Sunday. And therefore, our Lutzian gives this eitzah. Different cases over here. There's one interesting shiloh that the Shulchan says, why is everyone giving these eitzahs? I have a better idea over here. Why don't you just go to the doctor, take your instrument, put it inside Psichus HaMakor over here, Vibachot, we pass again, she comes Tomei, aim Psichus HaMakor Bli Dam, beside the halacha of the Noid B'Yudah, that's from the outside, and then she'll make herself Tomei, and even though her period will come out 2 days later, the halacha is she's Tomei beside the Hilchus Nida on Sunday instead of Tuesday. Now just think why the Swarm did not give this eight, so we pointed out, to Metama beside Psichus HaMakor Vibachot, the last one, say, has to be 20 millimeters, which is pretty big. And therefore, Nishma Sarvama says, it really, really hurts. Therefore, it could be the Sarvama not giving this Eitzah, because Lav Davki have to do an Eitzah that really, really hurts. For an Adkan, we just finished Sifyut Aleph. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish off the Simon over here. And then on Sunday, it will be a case of Chazara. Hatzlocha. Questions?